Hello, everybody, and thank you for choosing the Purple Unicorn Podcast. Once again, thank you for taking the time out to say, Janae's talking? I want to hear it. So, today is the 6th of March, and this is season 2. Episode one. Okay, I might have to turn this down.
One? I thought you said it was two.
I said season 2, episode 1.
Oh, episode
but I was saying it to the beat of the song, but I got to turn it down.
Oh, wait, they're calling me. I got to let them know that I'm coming.
Okay, go ahead.
We're all going to join in with
it. Oh, Lord.
Hello?
Hello?
You're on this train house?
Yeah, I'm on my way.
Okay.
I have a few errands to run first, but I'm coming.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh. How rude. They like, come get your shit. We done already made it.
I know. I'm coming. Like, hey, like, relax, bro.
And as you can hear, that is Sapphire, my sissy. Say hi, sissy. She's running errands, so if she cussing somebody out, it's not you. It's the people in traffic.
Yes, because sometimes they get beside themselves. Rat bastard. And then I did good, though. You know what I mean? Like, I picked up things. I thought it was rather quick. I guess it wasn't fast enough for this Chinese food. And as a note to some of my other people out there, I don't know if this happened to you, but I haven't... Well, really, during COVID, I wasn't eating out a lot anyway, but I haven't had any Chinese. It had to be like a year, because everything got shut down last March, and I don't remember having Chinese anytime, like, quickly before, not quickly, but right before everything shut down. So I think it's been at least a year since I've had Chinese food. More than that, I think.
Oh.
I don't think I had Chinese food that was from a restaurant all of 2020.
And you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I had Magic Walk a couple of times.
That does not count. That's
okay. Well, well then.
That's like Panda Express, girl. Bye.
Panda Express ain't bad. I like it.
I'm not saying it's bad, but that ain't real.
Oh.
That's not real. If you go somewhere...
I don't know if I want real food. They eat real dogs and real cats, too.
That's a real lie. And who told you that? All
actually,
people who make Chinese eat dogs and cats, but not all of them.
They breed a special dog just to eat them. That's proven.
Okay. Well, that's so that's the food dog. But they're not necessarily out there just eating.
How do we know our chicken is chicken and not dog?
Why do I care? As long as it's in a tasty, savory sauce, that's all that matters.
Alrighty then, moving on right along. Affirmation for today is... I am separate from the voice of anxiety and stress. Should I read it again? Did y'all hear me in the back?
For the half of us in the back.
Okay, for the bitches in the back. I am separate... from the voice of anxiety and stress. That ain't me. I don't know who that is.
That's somebody else.
That's somebody else. I'm separate from the anxiety and stress. Y'all tripping. That ain't me. But
I mean, I know that sometimes it's easy for something to happen and instantly we're like, oh my gosh. But I've come to learn, because that was me for a very long time. But if something crazy happened, I'm just like, I pause for a moment, and I'm like, okay, well, what's the solution? Before I start getting all worked up, like, okay, well, what can I do instead?
Yeah, that would help. That definitely would help. I breathe.
Yeah, and sometimes you got to stop and breathe and just, you know, take a moment, like, okay,
right.
So this is not cool.
Right. Let me try this again.
Maybe I should try it this way this time.
Exactly.
What do you think, self?
Self said, hmm.
Thank you, self. You agree.
Pretty
good
much.
Job,
pretty much. Okay, so.
Oh, I ain't been here in so long. I don't even remember. Is this the place? Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm weak.
Oh, no cars around here. Everything looks lonely.
Oh, so you about to walk in and grab it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, they got a little station at the front door. Oh, how exciting. Is that my motherfucking food by the door?
You raggedy bitches.
Yeah, because they ready for you to come get your shit.
No, they got it on the little table. You can't even walk in.
Oh, they're not playing.
Yeah, they got the shit set up at the door. Like, the little desk is at the door.
Okay, can you still hear me?
I can still hear. What is that across the street? Oh, my gosh. Am I about to be a fat bitch? I think I might. Because that looks like hot dogs. And they got a bunch of people in there. Oh, my God. I'm about to be a fat bitch. Fat bitch.
Okay, well, why you over there feeding the fat girl? I'm going to start these.
Hi. I have the dragon and phoenix. Yes, and it's an egg roll. Hey, what you know about the dragon?
I might need you to explain, what is a dragon and phoenix exactly?
Oh, yeah, because most people don't know what a dragon and phoenix is.
But it sounds fiery.
It really isn't, but it does sound. It sounds much more spicy than it is. So, a dragon and phoenix. Thank you. A dragon and phoenix is half general style. Well, I call it General Tao. Oh, my gosh. The QB called it General Toast. And I was like, bro, that is definitely not spelled that way. Anyway.
Toast? Where did he get the other T from?
No, because it's spelled T-S-A-O or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. Even if he say torso or tasso or something like that. Something close.
He said toast. I said, it definitely is not T-O-S.
What school did you go to, my guy? Sorry.
Ooh, the school is hard not.
No.
It's not working out for you. Anyway, so it's half General Tao, and it is half... There's shrimp, so it's like this sautéed shrimp in like a light white sauce with vegetables, like onions and carrots and peas.
Ooh.
Delicious. So I like to mix the two. You got the General Tao, which is like fried and got the brown savory goodness. And then you. Did you put on your blinker like you was about to get your pumpkin sugar? And then I'm about to go to Yummy's. I don't know what that shit is, but yo, they are in there deep. I'm about to go in there. I'm sorry, listeners, but I love food. And when I say really, really love food, like, oh, my gosh. And I'm not going to call myself a foodie. There's no category for the kind of love that I have. But I'm about to go across the street and get some more food. Because I don't know what this restaurant is, but I haven't seen it. I haven't really been driving this way. Okay, so let's go. I'm sorry.
With the
I don't mean to interrupt.
With the horoscopes?
Yes, let us begin.
Okay.
What are you starting with today?
I'm starting at the
Capricorn.
You want to start at Capricorn? Wait, why
the reason I say that is because isn't that the first one of the year?
No. I mean, technically, yeah, but the first horoscope is
Sagittarius?
Aries for some reason.
But why?
I don't know.
That's not the first month of our year.
It's not. But if that's the case, I would go backwards. No, okay. I wouldn't even go backwards. Because at some point, I'm at the end of the year in the middle. But I go backwards, though.
Wait, technically, the calendar is incorrect anyway. Oh. Maybe that's why it starts with Aries. Ooh, hot dogs, comfort food, sir, gourmet style. Yes, baby, did you? Yes. Tell me everything that I need to know. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Continue.
All right.
We can start with Aries. Let's start with Aries.
No, I mean, no, I'll start from the back because It's always good from the back. Anyway, so.
What you know about that there? What you know about the
back? Back that ass up. But,
yes.
Let's see. Okay, we're going to start with, okay, who's the burp? Who's March?
Why are you talking like that?
I'm trying to roll up and do this all at the same time. Okay, who's March?
It's not working out for you.
It is, but I thought I grabbed enough and I didn't. Anyway, who's March? I'm about to tell y'all.
I don't know who is March.
I want to say March is.
Wait, this is March, right?
Pisces.
That's not a tour. Wait.
Right now it's Pisces.
Is it a Pisces? Oh, thank you.
Because Capricorn just got done.
Sorry. Capricorn? No, he's not doing Capricorn.
No, but I'm starting with Pisces and then I'm going that way. So, alrighty, y'all. Pisces, your natural understanding of right and wrong may be challenged by someone today who thinks they know more than you do. They may try to justify why your point of view is valid, and they may do so in such a self-righteous way that you might question whether you have been seeing things incorrectly. But underneath the drama, Pisces, the truth is, as you suspect. Stick to what you believe in and don't be mad. I'm sorry, don't be made to feel guilty for believing as you do. Yeah. So, happy birthday. Happy belated birthday to all the Capricorns. Happy belated birthday to the Pisces. Happy birthday to the Pisces. Next. Oh, shout out to my friend Keisha. Happy birthday, bitch. It's your birthday, bitch. Okay, anyway.
Oh, yeah, because she's on.
Her birthday was February 21st.
Yo, they had a hot dog with roast pork, corn, coleslaw, pickles, bacon, hash browns, mayonnaise, and Cajun seasoning.
What? That's too much. Sounds like a heart attack on a bun.
That has chili, tomato sauce, sauerkraut, pickles, bacon, crispy onions, liquid cheese, and green.
I don't know. That sounds a little good. What is this place that you're at? What is it called?
Yummy.
Like our yummies?
No, it's not. You heard what I just said.
Mmm, yummy.
But they also have handmade burgers.
Oh.
But I'm not gonna.
Do they plan to make it with something else other than their hands? I'll not eat it. $8.75?
Well, how big is
it? Not $8.75 worth. I hope it's big enough, though.
Okay. So, I'm going to get two of the standard chili sheets.
Are you telling me or are you just thinking out loud?
Yeah, you got two of them, right? Yeah.
Oh, she placing her damn order. I could have kept reading.
I'm sorry.
Black people. Okay, anywho. Aquarius. You may be wondering and worrying and doing a lot of guessing about what someone is thinking and feeling. You may be imagining the worst, Aquarius, and the conversation you are having with this person in your mind may not be going all that well. But you need to take this situation out into the light of day. If you are brave enough to raise an issue that has been bothering you, you may find the simple conversation can straighten everything out. Do you really want to talk to that person and fix these things, Aquarius? Do you? Or do you want to stay blocked? I'm just saying. On to the next. Capricorn. Happy belated. Happy belated. Being tough does not mean you can't also be kind. This should go without saying, Capricorn, but right now you may be struggling with the idea of being too tough on someone who needs your kindness. The key to making a current interaction work is being tough when you have to be and being soft when you should be. I feel like I need to read that again. The key to making a current interaction work, Capricorn, is being tough when you have to be and being soft when you should be. And that is exactly much easier said than done. Simply react in a way your conscience guides you. If you don't question yourself, you will see that you know instinctively what to do. Sagittarius. A difficult task is always easier if you know what there is a great reward. If you know that there is a great reward waiting for you at the end. But right now, Sagittarius, you may be struggling to complete something that does not seem to have your significant reward or any reward at all. The struggle itself, though, is showing you that you made up what you're made of, and that makes it a priceless gift. What's more, you may find that if you do persevere, and an unexpected reward will greet you at the end of the venture. Don't give up hope. It sounds like that restaurant is hella fucking packed. To the point that I'm trying to be nosy, but I'm trying to read. And it's fucking me up.
That's too many. You said it never what?
We never really hear that.
You never hear
that? Oh, shit. Fucking a blunt up. Fucking a blunt up. Alrighty.
Even after the two of them together.
What was it? Scorpio?
That thing you pulled out looked like a grown man.
All right. Scorpio. You may fear that a recent choice was the wrong one and that now it is going to have a domino effect in your life. Yes, it will have such an effect, Scorpio, but it may be a very positive one. You can't change the past, but if you have had the foresight to see how well that is going to work out for you, you will not want to change anything anyway. Live with what you chose. Remain confident in your choice. You will soon see why your decision was the best one possible. All righty. Libra. If a crowd of people is mostly traveling in one direction and you are trying to get through to go the other way, it can be a struggle. Even so, it is possible. However, going against the crowd in general can be extremely challenging, which is why people sometimes go with the majority. You may be up against something now, and you may seem to be the only one who holds a certain opinion, but that may be just your perception. If your voice is what you're thinking, Libra, you may find that many others are on your side. Dar Virgo. The tension between you and someone in your neighborhood or in a social circle may be becoming a problem. You do not like this kind of display, Virgo, and you may want to take your losses. Leave the vicinity and avoid the entire scene just because someone else is getting to you. But why should you suffer when you have done nothing wrong? Don't spite yourself. Say what you have to say and don't worry about someone else's reactions. The high road does not have to be lonely. Leo. If the major portion of the meal was dessert rather than a healthy entree, you would probably find yourself craving more of an entree. What is forbidden often becomes more appealing simply because you can't have it or you can't have as much as you want of it. Today, Leo, you may face a choice that seems to present you with something that is rare and hard to acquire. But don't confuse its availability with its value. Make your choice based on what is good for you and what you need, rather than what seems exclusive. Cancer. Now all wishes come true, moon child, and that may be something you are dwelling on right now. That may be because there is one, a very special wish you have held dear for a long time, and you may also feel that the granting of this wish is owed to you. But if you are feeling angry or hurt over this, you may find your mood lifted very soon. You may receive the gift of learning why this wish did not come true, because there was something much better for you approaching. Hang in there. All righty, three more. Gemini. An irritation within an important relationship deserves some scrutiny today, Gemini. Even though you might prefer to keep overlooking something that bothers you, doing so could increase that agitation and lead to the tipping point of the relationship. And that's not really what you want, is it? Think about what bothers you and why, and figure out whether you have some role in what's happening. Once you sort it out, have a conversation. The energy is ripe for a very productive exchange. Taurus. As you enter into negotiations, you might already be telling yourself that you will have to make compromises. After all, how could it be possible that you could get everything you want, Taurus? If you have been conditioning yourself to think that you should expect to accept less than what you want, then you should derail that thinking. Yes, there will be times when you have to compromise, but you have worked so hard for something you are reaching for now. You owe it to yourself to expect the best. If it's your expectation, that's what you should have. Yes. And last but not motherfucking least, the goddamn motherfucking Aries. You may feel that you... I ain't got beef. I was saying it because it was the last one. Like, yay, it's the last one. Goddamn motherfucking Aries. It's more like a, what's up, my nigga? How you doing? Right, how you doing? You may feel that you have become a bit stuck in a deary routine. Even though there are other things you would prefer to do, Aries, escaping this groove may not seem like an option right now. There are things that must be done after all, but condemning yourself to nothing but the routine is where you may be making a mistake. Although your circumstances may have left you feeling complacent and mirrored in what? Okay, I just lost my entire thought.
Wait, what's the word?
It's not a word. I lost my place. Okay. All right. Although your circumstances may have left you feeling complacent and mirrored, you have the option to also do other things that uplift you. Make a choice to do something like this today. My bad, y'all. I was trying to do too much. That's it. That's all. Right. Like, wait a minute. Why did I just lose my entire place, though?
Big old hot dogs. Okay, I did not realize.
Okay, sissies. I'm sorry. What's up with the hot dogs? Is they worth the $8.75?
Well, so they have a really big one that definitely is worth the $8.75. I got the two thinking they were, like, a smaller size. But now I see why he's saying I should have just went ahead and got the big one because they're big. Oh, are you gonna put them in the bag? No. Oh yeah. Please. I can see me dropping this.
Okay, so do you wanna do your part when you get back to the car?
Absolutely. I'm headed out right now. This was everything that I needed it to be.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Have a great night. Yes, you will.
So next time, anybody, if you're in Jersey, go to Yummy's if you want a chili dog.
I got my food. I'm doing it there. Ooh.
Hey,
I'm
doing
Whoa. For my happiness. Kay. I got my Chinese.
Hey.
I got my Yummy. Oh. I got my everything. That's what happened when you're hungry. Everything.
thing.
Will become part of the meal for me.
God damn.
That was just... But the reason that I do that sometimes, too, is that, like, boom, now I know tomorrow I've got a meal.
Like, I ain't gotta cook today.
Because I really wasn't checking for this at all. Like, I really, in my mind, was like, ooh, I'm about to have that Chinese. And then look what happens. You look across the street, and then come up on the lip. Anybody who knows me knows that I enjoy a good food. And they got burgers. And they got cheese.
I'm weak.
And they got wings. And everything is homemade. Like, the chili I got is spicy chili. And it's homemade. Like, you can tell that it's homemade. Yo, that shit was banging. They got all the poppies up in here. Everybody got a hopper. A low-riding hopper. They all threw the parking lot. Anyway. What was I about to say? Oh, okay, so.
No, you didn't.
Give
me the card. Are you going to
do the little
card? Yeah.
Can I
have it
back?
Why?
Oh, there's a little fridge.
Put this back.
Hey there. Hello.
Yes, go ahead, sissy. Oh, wait, I
got to
do your song.
I know. That's why I said, are you going to do the little jig?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Oh, it's the little jingle.
It's time for Sissy's Corner. Go, sissy.
Thank you. Wait, what was the last part?
I said, go, sissy!
Thank you so much. Today we're going to have a few, like, aw moments. So, in Vietnam, a delivery driver was in his car when he hears people going, oh my gosh, what's going on? What's happening? So he gets out of his car and he realizes that the commotion was because on the 12th floor there was a toddler slightly hanging from a balcony of a building. So ultimately, he climbs up the side of the building, gets the toddler just as the toddler was falling. They tumble down together. He slightly hurts his arm. The toddler dislocates her hip. But they're both alive.
Yay!
Yay. Speaking of children, really quick. In another story, a man in Louisiana picked up a baby from a median. Now, let me tell you, a median is like when there's land separating a street. So the lanes that are going north are separated by the lanes going south. Or east and west, whichever. And,
yes,
you know, you can also park on this median. Like, if the flood is coming, you can park up there so your car doesn't get messed up or whatever. So a man sees somebody put a baby in, you know, on this median and then leave. So he rescues the baby. Thank goodness. And come to find out, the guy who put the baby on there had assaulted the baby's mom in the car.
What?
And it was a hot mess. So, thank goodness for people looking out for the children.
Right.
Right. So, here's another child story.
Okay.
Last but not least, little baby is born, and it's upset, you know, sometimes babies are. But then there's a comforting picture that it has taken of it with a little tea in its hand. That's right. It was born with its mother's IUD in its hand.
What?
Like, I'm gonna be here! You can't stop me! You thought the birth control was gonna keep me down?
He probably was holding that motherfucker all the way through forming and everything.
Hell yeah. Like, oh, did. I was a mess for this.
Pretty much.
Oh. So, and then the fact that he was holding it so peacefully, that's what really made it funny. Like, he was really holding it like it was a pinky or something.
Wow.
And I'm saying he could have been a little girl. I'm not sure. I just couldn't get past the baby having an IUD. I was like, oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You a wild baby. You a real wild baby.
Exactly.
So hopefully you enjoyed some of these moments in Sissy's Corner.
Sissy's Corner!
Yeah.
We need to trademark that. We gonna get that together. In my voice, too. It needs to be just like that in my voice.
That's it. I mean, it is your, you know, jingle. So the least it could do is be in your voice.
Yeah.
Until, you know, we make enough money to get a professional.
Exactly. Exactly. So.
Until then, we'll just stick with your voice.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Because from my understanding, people love my voice.
I can see that. There's a soothing quality to it.
It can be, but it can also be hurting. It can be
different. An angry voice. I think we all have that. Yeah. That's not uncommon for some people to have the girl voice. I know that I normally don't have the girl voice, but you've heard me get upset. So you know that voice can change.
Which is true. Which is true. And speaking of languages, you see how that just went in there? Is it that?
Well, we weren't talking about languages, but yes, I see how you did that. Good job.
Because we were talking about the way you talk.
We were talking about voices.
Yeah, voice, language, that's all a part of the same thing.
No, that's not the same thing. Language are the words that you speak in a particular thing. But I get where you were going with it. So let me rain on your language.
It's too late. Break. It's too late. It's too late. Fuck it.
I'm sorry.
Fuck it.
I'm sorry.
Nope. Fuck it. But anywho.
But I love you, girl.
Love don't live here.
Anymore.
You told Harpo to beat me.
I didn't tell Harpo to beat you. I told him to smack the shit out of you.
You know what? Slap her around a little bit.
That's that Sophia that told him to beat you. No, that wasn't Sophia that told him. Who was that? Oh, that was Plessy. Not Plessy. What's his name?
Seeley? Seeley?
Seeley. Seeley told him to beat you.
Who did you call her?
Oh, that's the name that I use for myself.
Oh.
When I'm talking about, oh, they trying to work me out here like I was working for free. Like I'm not a free Negro who deserves better pay. Like my name is Plessy. That's
okay. Plessy. Understandable there. Gotcha. So, brings us to today's topic. And today's topic is, what is your self-love language? Wait, what did you just say? What did you say? Boogers. Okay, anywho. last episode, I touched on love language, but I did not go into details what it is. So before I talk about self-love language, I'm going to talk about love language first. And the 5 steps to love language or of love language, I would have to tell you. I have to read it. I'm not moving fast enough for myself.
I know, like, it's just I'm like, so it, but it's okay. It's okay, because guess what? I'm about to take a bite out of one of these hot dogs.
That's fine. Wish me luck. Okay, enjoy that. Enjoy that. The 5 love languages that it is. So first, we're going to start with what is love language? And love language describes how we receive love from others. They are words of affirmation. That is the first love language. Saying supportive things to your partner, acts of service, and doing helpful. Wait. The way that just did that, it kind of messed me up. Okay, so I see how it went. Okay, all right, understandable. Sorry, y'all. I screenshotted some shit, and I read it earlier, but I didn't realize that it's literally the definition for each love language. You feel me? So...
wait, is it upside down?
Okay, so I'm going to start over again because I can do that because it's my shit. So, anywho... love language is how you receive love from others. They are words of affirmation, saying supportive things to your partner, acts of service, doing helpful things for your partner, receiving gifts, giving your partner gifts that tell them that you were thinking of them. Now, the five love languages are words of affirmation, gifts, acts of service, quality time, and physical touch. Now, some people like to do some of these things. Some people like to do the other things. But I have not yet talked to a person and they said that they met somebody that knew how to do all of them.
I mean, that seems like a lot.
That is a lot. And at the end of the day, I'm not gonna lie, for the most part, I say when I was in a relationship that I did maybe about three, maybe four.
How many are there?
It's five languages. So I say I did maybe three out of the five.
Okay, so the first one was some gifts?
No, the first one is words of affirmation.
What's that? Like, ooh, good job.
Saying supportive things to your partner. And then the second one is gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Acts of service is the third one.
What's acts of service?
Like
your back?
Doing helpful things for your partner.
Yeah, by rubbing your back.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's quality time.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's physical touch.
I hear all that.
Words of affirmation. I don't.
You were encouraging. Yes, you were.
I was encouraging. Okay, so maybe I did all of them. Well, excuse shit out of me.
You definitely did. You give gifts. You definitely did acts of touch. You would be out thinking of them and buy them stuff all the time. Come on now.
Okay, that is true. But for the most part, a lot of people can't get somebody that do all five. Or they do and maybe they can't see that they did all, that they getting all five. But
they may not appreciate it.
They may not. Just a sad case. Sad case, but it happens. So that brings us to self-love language.
Wait, not to cut you off, but I just wanted to say too, some people take it for granted that everybody is going to do some of the things that they another person did.
That's true too.
Like, oh, I can cop another relationship because the other person probably do that shit too. And no, they won't.
Not even half. When a bitch say you will never find another me, she is not fucking playing.
I mean, that's the truth. Like, whatever it is that's about me, and maybe we didn't need to work out. Or maybe you're going to see that this was actually a good look with the languages, but you weren't listening.
Right.
To my love language. So, okay, I'll take my love language and go talk to somebody else. Then, you get that.
Sorry.
What you mad for? You weren't listening. You weren't talking. You weren't talking this talk.
And I asked you to. Why?
Yeah.
Because I talked to you. But you stopped.
People don't want to talk about it. And I'm hoping you're going to see what I'm doing and start doing it, too.
Yeah. Actions speak way louder than fucking words.
All the time.
So people need to keep that in mind. If somebody's doing some love languaging, appreciate it. If they're not doing any talking, you might want to take a step back and have a discussion with your partner.
Yeah.
Like, I would like these things.
Yeah. So that brings me to the self-love language. How do you love yourself? So
masturbation.
Even though I said that I wasn't gonna laugh at that.
That's the way you're supposed to love yourself.
Cause can't nobody else love you better. And it's safe sex. Oh man, I'm weak. Said I wasn't gonna laugh at that shit, and I laughed at it anyway. It's petty, dude. Girl. So, where this starts off at is quality time. So, one of the love languages is quality time. So, this is saying to enjoy the sunset, watch a meaningful movie and enjoy, paint a picture, start a garden, go on a nature hike. So, are these some things that, because I can honestly say, since I've been on my little spiritual journey and self journey and figuring shit out by myself, I can say I done did 1, 2. I'm about to start our garden. I bought some shit today. I cannot wait. It's going to be daisies and sunflowers.
Wow.
I can't wait. But anywho,
I don't like dirt.
Understandable.
And I don't like bugs. So gardening's out for the kid.
What's so crazy is I did not like those things, but for some reason, I don't know, last summer, probably because of quarantine, I just kind of started trying to figure the shit out. Like, why don't I like these bugs? Doing research on the bugs and shit. And then finding out, like, a lot of times bugs that you find in the grass will not bite you. Because we're in Ohio, so
I'm not worried about being bitten. I just don't like them on me. I would understandable. Save you in my house, right? I saved the ladybug.
Oh, yeah. Tell them about the ladybug. Tell them about the ladybug.
So I got a rose for Valentine's Day. And I put it in the vase. And then, like a day or two later, I see a ladybug. Now, the rose is in my kitchen because I figured the sun comes in very well through that window. So the ladybug was just beneath the kitchen window. And I was like, that's strange. So I tossed the ladybug onto the step. But then I'm thinking, a ladybug in the winter, oh no. Is this natural for you to just be outside? Because I try not to kill bugs in the house. I try to put them outside. So I go, I read on it, and I'm like, oh no, this ladybug's supposed to be hibernating right now. I never knew that. So I go get the ladybug, and I put it in a cup with a napkin. I tried to give it some honey, but then it got stuck in honey. So then I just transferred it.
Okay, so why did you try honey?
Oh, because the article I read was saying to keep the ladybug alive that they need honey or something like that so that they can eat off of it. Sugar.
Never fucking knew that shit.
Then I tried to give it some water. Then it looked like it was drowning. So I just was like, listen, ladybug, I'm gonna just push you over here with the napkin and let you eat. Right? I've done enough to you. So is it alive? I don't know. We're going to find out in a couple months when I go back to this cup and try to figure out if it's still alive. But if it's not, rest in peace, LB.
Ladybug, 2021.
LB 21, ha!
Oh, wait.
They could probably rap better than 21 Savage.
Alrighty, moving on. Now, the next...
That song was terrible.
For real? I actually really like that song. And I don't know why.
The hook was cool, but his rapping was trash.
But after you listen to it a while, you really get used to the trash rapping. You just be like, it's cool.
No, y'all not doing that to me. I won't listen.
Hey. It happens. It happens.
Mm-mm. I'm taking control over my music life. I would no longer let you inundate me with trash and make me believe. It's a psychological game. It's warfare. Make me believe that this bullshit is okay. It's not okay.
I can see where you get that from. I can see that. I can see that. Okay, so the next one is physical touch. Work on your skin routine. Enjoy a cup of tea. Do a few stretches or some yoga. Take a bubble bath and eat fruits and veggies. So when they say physical touch, they're talking about more of your upkeep, more of your inside health. Because the more you take care of the inside, it shows on the outside.
So true. And stretching is so important. Oh my gosh, since I've been going to this chiropractor, she is getting some places that I just never would think to do on my own. Like my hips. I don't normally just stretch my hips out. But since I've been going to her, I've began doing that because I just feel so much better. Like, I'm just resting so much better without having, you know, I was in a car accident a couple years ago, so I had that as an issue already. But without having to flip and turn and, you know, the stretching is, whew, that's amazing, baby. I don't like yoga. It's boring to me after a while. I just be like, I'm so ready to move on to another pose. But I do enjoy some stretching.
Yeah. One of my friends had suggested, he kept saying, stretching is good, stretching is good. And I was like,
I imagine you gave her that voice.
Because it wasn't a her, it was a him. That's why I gave him the him voice.
This is good.
I gave him the him voice because it's a him.
Oh. It's a him. I thought it was a girl. My bad.
No.
I was about to say, you guys sound like a straight-up doofus out here.
I'm weak. No. Okay, so the next one is acts of service. Set monthly goals, declutter and tidy up your place, keep a habit tracker, donate your charity, meal prep your lunch. Now, I tried to do some of these things, but I swear somehow I derail. And it takes me a lot to fucking come back. But I need to go at least 21 days straight with doing it, and I'll be okay. I'll be in the routine of it. But getting to that 21 days, like, man, it's
difficult. Well, because that's like a habit.
Yeah.
When you're trying to form a habit, sometimes you revert back to your old habits. So I definitely see that. I personally...
I am consistent with monthly goals. I'm consistent with decluttering and tidying up. But I'm not consistent with the meal prep or donating charity. I will have shit sitting in bags and in the corner for the longest. And I drive past the fucking Goodwill and forget that I even got shit to drop off. Like, I literally need to, like, space out a day and be like, I'm dropping all this shit off.
Yeah, but you could also do time. Like, on MLK Day, I like to go to the Y and, like, make sandwiches for the homeless and write cards to veterans, stuff like that.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like I do some of those other things, but I feel like my life is kind of charity because I'm a teacher. And, you know, I don't throw them out of the window. And they're three and they're four. And sometimes I'd be like, you working that good nerve today.
But I love my babies. So, but honestly, I mean, when they talk about how much we get paid, even though we do get paid well in New Jersey, I mean, considering what I was making, I don't care what y'all talk about, the cost of living different. Let me tell y'all that the gap is so big that I'm not paying that in the cost of living. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still making more money, period, even with the cost of living. And that's just the rent, that's the cost of living. The food that I buy out here in Jersey is the same price. The gas is the same price, and I ain't gotta pump it. So, and I don't even have to tip. That's their job. They pump it. So it's like at the end of the day, I'm not mad at it. But honestly, like I do deserve like a bonus at the end of every school year.
For real.
But yeah, like I do the time, but I really like just now at the hot dog place, which those mothers was banging. But, at the hot dog place, like I tipped the girl $2 extra, really for her and the guy, because they were the guy more so. He gave me a sample of the chili. He was giving me suggestions on stuff to get, so I tipped them. To me, that's also an act of charity. Because obviously, I'm taking my food with me. I ain't have to tip you.
Yeah.
So I look at that as charity as well.
Hold on. I have to go yell at your nephew because I hear a bunch of banging like it's the police on my door.
In the meantime, in the between time, while she's gone.
Chill out.
Here's some other things that you might want to do for self-care. Take yourself out to dinner. You know, I have definitely taken myself out to eat a couple of times. And it's always a nice moment whenever I do. I get to relax, order what I like, just hang out with myself. Ask self what self wants. Self isn't going to judge self. If self decides to get some dessert, I will take that chocolate lava cake. Ooh, or the brownie. Oh, wait, hello?
I'm back. Or the brownie.
I want the listeners to have to go without hearing something.
Which is true. Thank you, and I greatly appreciate it.
I was telling them something else they could do is take themselves out to eat for the self-care.
Ah, yes. I went to the mall by myself and ate by myself, and I'm not gonna lie to y'all, that was the most peaceful ass day. I didn't have nobody saying, you still in the store, you still walking around. Like, I don't wanna go in here, I'm ready to go. I don't like that shit. That was the most peaceful time.
And like I just was telling them, I was saying, self ain't gonna judge self if self decides to get dessert.
Or buy some clothes, knowing you just got done buying some, but you got a bill due.
Or go to the movie I want to go to. Hey, you ain't in the scary movies. Okay, you be non-scary over there. But me, I'm going to see this destruction and this chaos and this crazy murder spookiness.
With all this blood.
I'll take myself to the movie.
I'm weak.
And I really think that you taking yourself out on dates, like I have done that a couple of times. Like, I'm just going to take myself out. And as Nunu would say, treat yourself.
For real. I swear, I was just thinking about that shit the other day. I said, I'm about to stop getting fucking Starbucks while I'm in class. I'm going to stop. But then I checked my account and I had more in there than what I thought. And I heard Nunu say, treat yourself. Said, you know what, niece? You right. Let me get the venti.
That's so funny.
Right. So the next one, words of affirmation. Keep a gratitude jar. Recite some positive affirmations. Watch a TED Talk. But actually, I'm going to say listen to a Purple Unicorn podcast or listen to the Connect Show or listen to the Ball. Fuck. What? I'm sorry. You said what? Listen to you.
Oh. No, I said. She was like, oh.
Because I forgot, I don't want to mispronounce the name of her show. And it's on the tip of my tongue, but I'm not even about to murder it like that, because she don't deserve it.
Please don't murder it like that.
I'm not. That's the butter gumball, I ain't. I swear I ain't.
You think it's bald head?
No, that's what it's called. I'm about to tell you what it's called, though.
Oh, okay. I printed
one of those pictures
to send to your best friend. That's me and you. That you took when I was out there around our birthday.
Aww. That's so nice. Okay, I'm mad that this is not, hold on, I'm about to tell you. Okay, listen to the Bald Head Chronicles, because I was not about to fuck up her title.
You said Chronicles.
That's what it's called. Chronicles. But I said Chronicles. It's Chronicles. I don't know. Honestly, it's kind of like saying ambulance or, yeah, I fucked it up. That's how I say it. That is how I say it, and I can't help it. Just like I say pretzel instead of saying pretzel. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. This is a judgment-free zone against the person that made the podcast. Okay. Let's keep it clear. Okay.
I'm just saying, but okay.
It is what it is. Everybody don't pronounce it right, but that is her podcast. Y'all listen to it. But that's what you should do.
Connect Show is with a K.
Yes, and Connect Show is with a K. I'm glad you said that, because I just looked at it like, God damn it. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm trying to do better. I'm trying to do better. Benefit of the doubt, we're human. We're human.
We only human.
Now, I can say with the gratitude jar, I actually started a gratitude box. Like, just writing from time to time, whenever I think about it, like, I'm thankful for having a roof over my head, and put it in the box and keep it fucking pushing. I'm thankful that I just got paid. Put it in the box and keep it fucking pushing. And then, if you notice, you'll write something like, hoping to get this job. You put it in the gratitude box, and then you go back like months later and find out like, it can also turn into a manifestation. Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
I was going to say a manifesting box, but manifestation box. That too.
Okay.
So.
Man.
I'm trying to say this shit right. Don't judge me. What I say? I said don't judge me. With judgment behind it.
No, I'm trying to help you help yourself.
Anywho. And the next one is receiving gifts. Invest in your hobbies. Make yourself a calming self-care kit. Start a DIY project. Treat yourself. Treat yourself. Enroll in a fun class. Look at there. I can say I have been investing more into my hobbies.
Happy.
And actually, I'm going to try to make, I started another hobby in making wreaths. Now, I'm not making them to sell them. I'm making them so I can have different ones for different holidays. So, I'm starting to do that shit. But for the most part, Sunday is self-care day. I clean up the house. I wipe down walls. I wipe down railings, doors. Okay, so the show stopped, and I wasn't even aware that it stopped. When I say some ratchet ghetto motherfucking shit, I don't know what y'all heard or what y'all didn't hear. All I know is it said that it stopped recording at 7:48, and I was not aware of it. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay, it's starting to process at 7:50. Okay, all right, we back on. Some niggerum. Okay, so I'm probably going to do another... Might as well round it off. You know, and do, I don't know, maybe another 20 minutes.
Okay.
Because, I mean, pretty fucking much. I was done talking about the self-love language. Because, I mean, it seems like to me, I'm doing most of the shit already that I wasn't even aware of. But for the people that is going through something, that's trying to figure things out, and you are stressed and you do have anxiety, just try to take time for yourself. Try something. For example, I'm about to say this. What I used to do when I was in high school, I tried to apply some of those things because I was happy then, right? Now... Mm-hmm. I'm not being a kid, but I'm applying certain things. Like, I literally took time out every day without a fucking question and wrote in my journal. Why can't I do that now? I was working then. Only difference is I didn't have a kid. But
that's
a
big difference.
It is, but it's not when he's 14. You see what I'm saying?
It is. You just have to go in there and talk to him for a baby. I mean, you still have to work with them.
Which is true, but now I ain't talking to you.
I mean, it's not like having a little kid.
Right, it's not like having a little kid. So what I try to do is I try to get back into that motion of writing in my journal every day. Even if it is for just a little bit. Like, man, these bitches at school had me motherfucking fucked up today. All right? But we got through it. We got past it and made it to another day. Deuces. And left it alone. You know what I'm saying? But that was just to get shit off of me, because my anxiety will get to me and a lot of things will start piling up that I'm not even aware is piling up because I'm just like throwing it in the backseat. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to... Sometimes what I heard on YouTube today, that sometimes people need to heal their inner child. Have you heard that before?
I mean, I've heard about the inner child.
Like, just to heal the inner child, like, letting them know, like, you didn't do exactly what you wanted to do, or you did do what you wanted to do, and... it's going to be okay. Let go of what happened when you was little or what happened.
Oh, heal their inner child. I thought you said here. I'm like, wait, what did they say? It was like, I want to go play.
What? I can't stand you. You know what?
I really wanted to.
Nobody should hear. Nobody should be hearing the inner child. If you hear voices, you need to go talk to somebody. Matter of fact, find out. There's Harbor. What other places is there? But then you listening to people talking. You no. We're not talking about your child talking to you. We're talking about just moving from childhood traumas, or it might not even be a trauma for real. It just could be something that you just never fucking dealt with from being a kid, because you just didn't, which a lot of men have that issue, but y'all ain't ready for that either. So
yeah, that's another show.
Yeah, that's definitely another show, because I swear to God, I posted that shit because I had to think about it. I said, you know what, I'm gonna make sure that I can love my son 100% the best I can, to the point that he don't need to look for a motherly role or a mother anything, mother love, nothing, none of that shit from another bitch. Because you're going to find it in the wrong bitch, and that's going to be the toxic bitch that's going to keep holding shit on you.
So many bitches.
I don't know, because I don't know. That's just how I talk. Maybe they shouldn't be bitches, but, I mean, hey, it happens. Females.
Thank you.
Females.
Yep. Thank you.
These hoes.
I got hoes.
Hey.
I got hoes, but why they gotta be hoes?
They ain't gotta be hoes either. Shit. I don't care what the fuck they do, as long as they don't mess my son mental up. But that's what I'm saying. I just want to make sure that he don't look for that in somebody else. Just like bitches with daddy females with daddy issues. They try to look for that in a nigga they fucking with. And that don't be it. And then that nigga be saying that shit and be like, oh, I can fuck with her head. Why? Because she called me daddy. I ain't calling not none nigga daddy. Why?
First of all, that sounds gross to me because I have a daddy.
Thank you.
I feel comfortable calling a guy daddy.
Thank you. I said, can't do it. Tried it, been there, not going to do it. Didn't like it. Like, that don't sound even sound right coming out of my mouth. Okay, never mind. Okay, so this pear and elder flower. I can't even fucking finish this tiny ass bottle. It's to that point.
I mean, I told you when you said the name, I was like, you need to do that one first.
Why couldn't they just do pear? I'm glad you told me to do it first, because my ass would have been like, ooh, this sounds exotic. Let's try this one last. Like, man, I should have did this one first.
That sounds not cool.
I'm trying to debate if I'm about to go out or not.
Girl, you know you go. Oh, you got a phone call to make, though.
I just text, and motherfuckers didn't text back, so I'm going to keep it pushing. That's how I'm about to move it. Fuck it. Money. Hey. Hey. Hey.
Hey.
You can pull up. You can get it. You and me, call the beat. Hey. If I hit it, the whole wife
of. Oh, okay. You was about to fuck that up. She said if I hit
it. I had to stop.
I heard.
This screen is fucking jumping for some reason.
Jumping. Or no.
Nah, jumping like, oh, this phone is fucked up. That jumping.
Oh, that no good.
Any plans for this weekend, sissy? Before I log off of here.
Well, like I said, I have an event to cover. It's a Biggie tribute event. So I'm co-hosting that tomorrow because we back out here. You know, the Connect Show covers live events. So if you're ever in need, hit me up. Even there in Ohio, I can travel out. As long as you pay for it. And keep your party hype.
Because you gotta pay for it.
You said what?
Because you gotta pay for it.
I'm just praying. Traveling is going to be no expenses. It's going to be included. And I got you.
First class only.
You said what?
First class only.
Where is it snowing?
I said first class only. I did not say where is it snowing. I cannot.
Oh, I'm like, where is it snowing?
I wish I had somebody to smoke with. Smoking by yourself is so lonely.
You're smoking with me. What are you talking about?
I can't, like, pass it to you, though. And you can't, like, get the same effects. It's, like, different.
I definitely can pass it.
It's definitely different. Different.
You hear me smoke?
It sounds like you just sucked in a bunch of cold air. I bet your teeth colded a motherfucker from doing that.
They a little chilly though.
I like this song by Usher. I love love, but I'm just bad at it.
Hey.
He talk about some real shit in this song though.
Oh, okay.
He said
every
one time.
Say goodbye and then talk about it.
He said every time I think I done found the one.
Oh, yeah. Wait, isn't he still married?
I'm sorry, married to who?
He was married.
Was he with her or was he married and separate?
What? See? He married her. What do you mean? What?
What did you just say?
Like, he was.
Is he married, like, with her or is he married, like, separate? Because if he married separate, he ain't married. I mean, he is married, but he's separate. So it's like.
I don't know if they separated. I don't know. But I just know that he was married.
Man, that would hurt me. That you get a bitch that's older than me pregnant.
You and your bitch. And now. To the people. I need you to help me do something.
We gotta say goodbye. I thought we said 20 minutes.
How long has that been?
Oops. I don't know. Hold on. I gotta turn it back on. It's only been 11 minutes and 43 motherfucking seconds.
I feel like that's enough, Janae. We were pretty close.
Okay. I guess.
All right. I think they'll understand.
Well, my sister is making me get off. And I wasn't done talking to y'all, though. I wasn't done talking to y'all because I feel like y'all still have shit to say to me. But okay. No, this alcohol started kicking anyway, for real. I've been sipping during this whole motherfucking time, and for some reason, that shit just slapped the fuck out of me. I'm about to see who about to. Where we about to go? I'm about to call Key. What we about to do? Where we about to go? I got money and I'm trying to get fucked up. Ooh.
You already fucked up.
Kristen. See, what my bestie doing? Okay. Wait. One of my best friends just texted me. Oh, yes, I do. Man, I swear. If we was in California, I would promote something. But I can't because I can't. So, damn. But, you know what I'm saying? When the man from the motherfucking dead, when he's 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 dead, feel me?
Do they feel you? Because who knows what the fuck you just
said. Sapphire will understand.
Oh, she probably would have. She's not here yet. She'll
be there. She not here yet.
She'll be here in a little while, though.
Pleasing customers. Okay, so I'm going to end this. Okay, you tell me how you feel about this, right? And then I'm going to end the show, right? The regular way that I do. But I'm thinking about a different ending. Like, saying something positive to go out with. You know what I'm saying? Just besides my little saying that I do say. But just say a little bit. A little positivity. Which you leave it on your heart. Your heart.
Okay. Well, what do you want to leave on their heart?
It's called today's prayer. But see. You know what? This is a new day and age. And guess what? I'm gonna do what the fuck I want, so never fucking mind. I'm gonna do today's prayer, okay? And today's prayer is, the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those who hope is in his unfailing love. Psalms 33:18. And you guys take that with you tonight. And you guys, you be blessed. You be you. You be different. And I said it backwards, but it's my show. So who cares? But y'all get what I'm saying. Do you? It's on 100 Doses. Say bye, sissy.
Bye, sissy.
The ones that hate me the most look just like me. You tell me what that means.
Hey.
Slip common and see what that brings. I say come down, we can reenact things. Extreme like DMX sing. These boys pussy and they PMS sing. People in the city see the movement occurring.
These niggas is pussy. Hey, I'm about to.
You fantasize about being insane. Bluegrass girl, but she got big dreams.